This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. In Pakistan, a day of voting was slowed by fears of violence. Those fears were certainly well-founded. After weeks of suicide and car bombings, bombs went off today at several polling stations. And violence wasn't the only concern. Many Pakistanis were also expecting that the election would be rigged. To try to head off that possibility, three U.S. senators traveled to Pakistan to observe the elections. And we spoke earlier this morning, before the polls closed, with one of them, Senator Joseph Biden, who's chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Renee?
Fine, thank you. Now, I gather you're at a polling station in Lahore.
I'm at a polling place right now in Lahore at a high school, and actually it's more than one polling place. There's more than one district in which you can come into this polling place and vote, and it's the second one that we have visited, in addition to visiting with leaders of the various political parties today.
And what are you seeing there?
What I'm seeing there is, on the surface, a fairly orderly process. The perception here is that some of the violence you've seen is was perpetrated to try to persuade people not to come to the polls. The turnout in the places we've been has been steady, but not overwhelming. The polling place I'm at now, I just asked the election commissioner. They have 1,300 registered voters. 300 have voted so far. They expect 200 more, which is about what happened in 2002.
So there's
a sense of regularity here, but give you one example. You vote here by the party symbol. There'll be a candidate's name, and then next to it is a symbol. The symbol of a bicycle represents Musharraf's party, a lion
right.
represents Sharif's party, and one of the candidates in Sharif's party, in this particular polling place, they put a pussycat, a house cat, instead of a lion on the ballot. So there is some chicanery, but the question is whether there'll be enough of a sense among Pakistanis this has been basically fair or not when it's all over. That remains to be seen.
So you can tell a little bit about signs of vote rigging, but obviously, you know, the day isn't over and you are an observer outside the polls. What do you think the U.S. should do if the election isn't free and fair?
Well, if the election is perceived by the Pakistanis as being unfair and rigged and Musharraf's party ends up with a clear majority, which no one expects, I, for one, as chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, would be prepared to introduce legislation cutting off financial assistance in part for the military, because that's the only leverage point I think we really have. But the expectation, even among the opposition parties here, is that they're not going to be, quote, so brazen as to see allow the world to say this election was stolen. But no one thinks this is going to be what we'd consider in the States, a completely free and fair election. There's going to be some chicanery. The question is there enough credibility when this all ends that the process toward democratization continues? That'll depend on the outcome.
Senator, thank you.
Thank you very, very much for having me.
Senator Joseph Biden joined us from Lahore, Pakistan, where he's monitoring that country's elections.